Good morning, everybody. If you could turn with me to the book of Matthew, and we're going to be reading chapter 7. All right, so Matthew chapter 7. Do not judge so that you will not be judged, for in the way you judge, you will indeed... My printout's messed up. Let me just read it from my phone. All right, sorry, let's try it again. Matthew chapter 7. Do not judge so that you will not be judged. For in the way you judge, you will be judged. And by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him? In everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you, for this is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it. Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire, so then you will know them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father and who is in heaven will enter. Excuse me. Thank you. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. When Jesus had finished these words, the crowds were amazed at his teachings, for he was teaching them as one having authority and not as their scribes. Amen. Let's pray. Yes, Lord, we just thank you for this day and for you and everything. You know, your word is living, God, in us, and we just thank you for just the words that you spoke in Matthew 7, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that we would have open hearts, Lord, and just to receive whatever you have in store for us, Lord. Use me to speak and teach. teach today, Lord, and even give us more revelation and personal revelation of what your words mean to us in our personal lives. We thank you. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, beginning, it talks about judging. And more often than not, you hear, don't judge, right? Don't judge me. The Bible says don't judge, which is not true. Or let's say, or better is, it's okay to judge, but it's how you judge is very important. First thing that's pointed out as we judge is we shouldn't be hypocritical in our actions. This is very simple, right? And it goes along with the saying of even just treat others how you want to be treated, right? So if you're someone who hates people who are late, then obviously you shouldn't be late. Very simple. Or if you're someone who expects people to think the best of you, right? Like, oh, they should always think the best of me. Then you should also think the best of others as well. This is elementary. But along with that, there's more, right? More than just her actions. Because if you look at, for example, the story of the adulterous woman, right? Or you even look at it along with the Pharisees. You know, the Pharisees are accused as, you know, we call Pharisees, we know them as also hypocrites, right? But they followed the law so well. And even in the case of this adulterous woman, they didn't commit adultery, right? So wouldn't they be in the right in accusing this adulterous woman? But along with not just our actions is our motive, right? Are we being hypocrites in the way our motive? And in the case of this adulterous woman, it really wasn't about her adultery, right? Their whole motive was really about trying to get Jesus, right? And in our case, especially as Christians, we're called to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and also love one another just as Christ has loved us. So what we're called to do in almost everything is love. So as we're going about life and judging, I think something that we always have to look at is there love in our judging, right? Is that element of love? And that's something you can't that's something that you can't trick yourself, right? Because you know what's going on in your own heart. And that's actually been probably for Janie and I, we do this premarital thing and they do this 10 commandments of arguing or fighting. I forgot which one. 10 commandments of how to fight. And by far the one that has helped us the most, or not say help, but check ourselves the most is, are you doing or speaking your words or judging each other? Because when you fight, you're basically, it's just like, oh, I think what you did there wasn't correct, or like, I think how you treated me wasn't, you know. So it's all a judgment, but is it done out of love, right? And at one point, I think this is when we were even just dating, and we're like fighting all the time, and then we just came to the realization, you know, we're not really treating each other out of love. The words that we speak is not in love. And sometimes, even now, if we have an argument, for myself, it's really hard to swallow if someone else asks you that, right? Like, Janie, what you just said, are you speaking it out in love? And if anything, like, it makes you more angry. So it's not wise to like demand that of someone else. But when I look at myself, if I'm really upset at Janie or anyone, brothers, sisters, you know, house church members, I always, before I let it out, I always say, is this out of love? Is my motive really to, you know, continue to build relationship? Is my motive really to restore the person? And sometimes it's not, or many times it's not, to be honest. But in which case, then I need to take a step back and go about it the right way. And that's judging. And then if we go further along, I mean, I can't go through everything because of there's too much material. In verses, start at 21, it says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. And then the examples that are used is, and then it says, the ones who will are the ones who does the will of the Father are the ones who will enter into heaven. And then it goes on to say, even if you prophesy, even if you cast out demons, even if you perform miracles, even then. And then I would think, well, isn't that like if we're talking about, like, even right now, like, oh, what is God's will? Or what is something that God would want you to do? And I think those three things that were listed, casting out demons, prophesying, healing, those would be considered pretty, quote, high-level things that would be according to God's will, no? You would think. And obviously, it goes back to our motive again and what we, our actions. It's not enough. Just doing it, the actions, is not enough. And for all of us, we really need, for myself, we need to heart check of why we're doing the things, why are we doing the things that we're doing. And if I think sometimes when we're so busy, the issue is we don't think about it. And especially, you know, regarding work, your career, serving, myself standing up here, we really need to understand the motive of why we're doing it. Not just, of course, it will be bad if you look at yourself, you know why you're doing it, right? But if you're doing it for yourself, you're doing it for attention, or even sometimes you don't even know why you're doing it, which I would say is a little bit more neutral. but especially if you realize you're doing it for yourself, then you gotta fix that, because it says in the end, when you say, oh God, I did this for you, right? He'll say, oh, I didn't even know you. That would be heartbreaking, right? And then finally, at the end, it talks about kind of to follow up this thing of what is it that accomplishes God's will? And it talks about, and then it asks, you know, building a foundation on a rock versus building on a foundation that's like sand, very shaky. And then it compares it to, it says, everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. And inversely, to build on solid rock, then you need to obey, basically. Sounds so simple, but it's true. If you want to build on solid foundation, you need to figure out what the will of God is. Second, you need to do it make sure you're doing it with the right motive, and then you obey. And as you obey, your foundation becomes solid. Right? And how does that look like in our actual life? Right? How it looks like in my experience is every time you obey, your foundation in God gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And it takes vulnerability, and you need to be weak, and you need to put yourself sometimes in a position where you need God, example, you know, fasting. But as you do that and obey, you experience him, right? And specifically, examples would be whether it be, and for many of us, this would be connected to our salvation often, that first experience, right? It could be the revelation of as you go before the Lord and you come weak and vulnerable, you confess your sins and your life, and he embraces you, and then your foundation gets a little stronger because he comes and you're a little bit more secure. Or you have, you know, that you're really tight on money, or your job is there's like something that's or basically there's something, there's nothing that you can do unless God does it, right? And then he comes through supernaturally, whether it be with provision, with healing, or, you know, with money or whatever, and then that foundation becomes a little stronger, right? And I can honestly say, because of God's continuous provision for me, especially in the area of finance, as a result in that area of my life, so secure. I actually never stress about it. In the area of even my future, because last 12 years of my life, I've just tried to be faithful, obey. God says, do this, do this. And then he's always been there. And now in regards to like stressing in my future, whereas, you know, when I first become saved, I'm like, God, I'm secure. You know, I take your word. And I, it's more like, I don't want to say I'm convincing myself, but I'm really trying to embrace his truth. But it's more word, it's more the thought that I'm trying to convince myself, whereas the experience, right? And when you obey, the experience really will strengthen your foundation, right? But on the same aspect, every time you disobey, it'll make your foundation a little weaker. So, simple. So let's pray today and invite Janella. I think what we can do right now is just take a moment to just look in our hearts. What in our Christian walk, in our Christian life, what really is our motive right now? You know, this Chinese New Year holiday, this weekend. Our free time that we use, and even the busy times that we have in our jobs, in our responsibilities. What is driving you? What are you trying to accomplish? And then even just commit, just for today, right? God says, oh, don't worry, just figure out and take care of today. And just commit today to God, where you would really obey and live the day out for him.
put the stars in their place. Ashamed to call me your own.
Lord, sometimes forgive us, Lord, if sometimes we do take your name in vain, Lord. Though we call you Lord, we forget what that means, Lord. And, you know, it means that, you know, when we started this relationship, when you adopted us, that we offered our life to you, you know, we offered control to you. Just in recognition that you are Lord, and that, you know, as we give you control, that you are also in control, Lord, more than we could ever be. So even Holy Spirit, just help us to continue to surrender to you, and even take the time to think sometimes and understand with all the things we do in each day, we would know why we're doing it, and it is for your kingdom and glory purposes, so that in the end, or not even just in the end, but just when we come before you daily, you would respond not as a stranger. You wouldn't say, "Oh, who are you?" But you would say, you know, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things." And then enter into the joy of your master. Yes, Lord, that we would, that you would respond to us not as strangers, but if anything, when you respond, you would be so pleased in us. So we just thank you, Lord. We just pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go to our community prayers. If we could just start by, we have a kind of a urgent prayer. If we could pray for Janie Park. So Janie Park is not my wife, Janie Park, but it's the Janie Park in fashion. And right now, her aunt has stage 4 cancer, and she just got moved to the hospital. And doctors are saying she has only 1 week at best. And the good thing is, This aunt is, she is a believer, but her children, so Janie's cousins, as well as the husband, uncle, are not. So let's pray for this aunt. Let's pray for her healing, that God, even in the midst of this situation, would move on her family to reveal his goodness to her and her family. And let's just pray that... for Janie as well, as to wisdom and discernment of how to minister to her family, and even regarding travels back to the States. So let's pray. Let's also just go to this slide and just pray for those on the list who just need healing through cancer, as well as those recovering through chemo and radiation therapy. Let's also pray for those friends and loved ones who need to be healed of illness, but also for their salvation. Let's also pray and cover those who are suffering from infirmities. Yes. If you can't see the list, then just whoever comes to mind. Let's pray for those seeking jobs. Even today's verse, seek and you will find. So let's pray that they would continue to seek out His kingdom, and knock on those doors as well to be proactive as they look for a job, and pray for favor in their life as well, and for discernment as to if the opportunity also is the right one. Let's go to our Thursday prayers. Let's first cover our missions focus for today, which is Cambodia. Let's cover Grace at Bloom, as well as Peace Sophia in Japan. Let's cover IP Well Cascade. Let's pray for His anointing and protection. Thank you. Let's cover Alpha. Let's pray for God's direction on volunteer and guest recruitment in the new season, starting soon, Feb 27. And let's pray for wisdom for the Alpha Core team, especially in their execution. Let's pray for education ministries, Noah's Ark, SP Youth, SPU. Can pray for all the students, but I think also let's pray for the leaders and volunteers that they would just feel energized and inspired to really sow into the next gen. Cover the Thursday outreaches, SP Lights and Homey Outreach. Let's cover the house churches tonight, Robin Hood, Elements, Happy Valley, and Olympic. Let's pray that that tonight, you know, people would just be led to be vulnerable and to go deeper, and that the leaders would just have God's wisdom and direction of to how to take the house church towards His presence. Yes, Lord, we just want to thank you, God, for your continued guidance in our life. And it's your guidance is also a reflection of the love you have for us, Lord, where you want us to walk along the narrow path, but a path that is so fulfilling as well. And even today, Lord, just continue to guide us along this narrow path, that we would be able to sense your presence with us, and just continue to speak to us in all areas, Lord, even as we go about our daily, I guess, jobs or routines or whatever you've called us to do. And we just desire, Lord, just to experience this day with you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.